Let's follow up now on Burger King's change of nationality. The U.S. food chain says it's buying the Canadian coffee and donut chain Tim Hortons for about $11 billion. Burger King wants to move its headquarters to Canada for tax purposes. It's also absorbing a company that is arguably as much a part of Canadian life as the game of hockey. We sent Maine Public Radio's Jay Field over the border to learn more about a brand that Canadians lovingly refer to as Timmy's.
It doesn't take long to see a Tim Hortons after clearing customs. The restaurants are everywhere in Canada. That's the point of this ad, marking the chain's 50th anniversary this year.
I've been everywhere, Maine. I've been everywhere. I've been to Cooksville, Stouffville, Bainesville, Bowmanville, Bonnyville, Unionville, Oakville.
At this Tim Hortons in New Brunswick, a gleaming glass display case filled with donuts greets a steady stream of customers. Sleek booths line one wall. Two chairs and a small coffee table sit in front of a gas-burning fireplace.
I get it first thing in the morning, plus I get my breakfast. Come through here about 5:30 and they're open. Everybody's friendly.
After his early morning Timmy's, Percy Graham heads to work at a nearby fish processing plant.
Then I do my 10-hour shift, and 6, 7 o'clock I come back through here, I stop again.
By one estimate, sales at Tim Hortons restaurants make up more than 25% of all food service transactions in Canada. 8 out of 10 cups of coffee in the country are bought from Tim Hortons, according to the chain. Not only that, the company was founded by a hockey player.
It really is an iconic brand in Canada.
Eric Atkins is a business writer at Canada's Globe and Mail newspaper.
They're in every small town. They're all over the larger cities. They're loved for their coffee, which is consistent, and their donuts. Canadians love their donuts.
The hockey player who founded the chain in 1964 was the late Tim Horton, a legend who played for the Toronto Maple Leafs, as well as the New York Rangers, Buffalo Sabres, and Pittsburgh Penguins.
I mean, people grab a Timmy's en route to their kids' hockey games.
Sandra Dudich says players on her city's NHL team, the Winnipeg Jets, can often be found hanging out before practice at the Tim Hortons kiosk in their arena.
If you look at the food industry, a lot of the food industry is not homegrown in Canada. Tim Hortons was.
Tim Hortons has been owned by a U.S. company before, the fast food chain Wendy's. Then the two split up. Burger King says this merger will bring more Tim Hortons into the U.S. Analysts say the two, together, might better compete in markets overseas. Putting the headquarters in Canada could also mean getting the benefit of lower corporate taxes. Back at Timmy's in New Brunswick, Ian McCaddy worries the merger will somehow change the coffee house Canadians love.
Part of the success was the ownership was Canadian. Like, their psyche, their thinking is similar to ours. So now that ownership is changing, you don't know how that future will be.
Burger King says the companies will be run separately. There won't be Whoppers alongside the donuts. That's a relief to McCaddy, though he says he might consider the combination if that Whopper is served with a double-double. That's Tim Horton's signature drink, a regular coffee with two creams and two sugars. For NPR News, I'm Jay Field.